Let's go to the next section. Still trust God. Don't stop. Psalm 28 and verse 6. Blessed be the Lord. Psalm 28:6. Blessed be the Lord because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. Supplications are making specific requests in prayer. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am what? Helped. My heart trusted in him and I'm helped. I got the help I needed. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. I trusted him in him and I got help. Look at Psalm 32. Psalm 32 and verse 10. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Mercy will compass him about. He'll just be surrounded with mercy. And the word mercy is interesting. Usually when you see the word mercy in the Old Testament, it's translated from a word that also means loving kindness or steadfast love. So God's loving kindness will compass you, will surround you. So if you feel you're surrounded, that's okay. Surrounded with mercy. It's like that one saith, goodness and mercy shall follow thee all the days of thy life. So if you get paranoid and feel you're being followed, yep, goodness and mercy, they're following you. I'm surrounded here, yep, with God's loving kindness. But you see, the thing is, you can't see it. Sometimes what you see is people yelling at you, traffic, annoying things, this problem, that problem, this other tough thing. But that's okay. God's loving kindness surrounds me. So whatever it is, I'll get through it. Great stuff. Psalm 34, verse 8. Here we go to Psalm 34, 8. Thank you. No, we just read 32, didn't we? All right, that's checking. Teamwork here. We'll get all this. Good. I usually miss stuff later in the day, but it's good to keep me on my toes. I appreciate that. Psalm 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, blessed, happy is the man that, what? Trusteth in him. That guy's happy. You trust in God, you're happy. Psalm 34, verse 22. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants. He buys them back out of trouble. And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Nobody that trusts in God will be desolate, you know, without help. Psalm 36. Psalm 36, 7 to 8. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. How excellent is thy loving kindness. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Have you ever seen a mother bird protecting its young? Have you ever gotten too close to the young when the mother bird didn't like it? Mother birds can be very fierce. I was in a Boy Scout project when I was about 12 years old, cleaning up some creek bed that had stuff in it. And I got a little too close to this little swan, and the mother swan was there. Ever been chased by a swan? They're big. When she got up on her legs and started flapping her wings, she was taller than I was. And their neck can really go. I still remember her pecking up my heels as I was running furiously. Hope I didn't trip in this swampy thing. But I got out alive. But ever since there, the idea of a bird protecting her young under her wings has meant a lot to me. It was very, very, very noteworthy in my life. Okay, now, Psalm 36. Did we read that yet? Yep, Psalm 36, 7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Verse 8, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness, the richness of thine house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Oh, Psalm 37. A couple of my favorites here. Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. so shalt thou be dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And that may seem pretty simple, but if you read history, and even today, the parts of the earth that are in such turmoil, the fact that you could live in your house and eat is a big deal. And that's good if you just trust in the Lord. Now, if you go to the next step, verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord. If you not only trust him, but you get delighted about the things of God, he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Those things deep down in your heart that you really, really want, God will give you. Now, the funny thing about the innermost desires of your heart is you don't always know how to get them filled. A lot of times people will work hard and buy one of these or get one of those or try to impress this person, but what they really want is some deeper heart's desire fulfilled. They just think buying one of those will help, and it might. But a lot of times they go buy one and they go, I still have this sort of void in my heart. Well, God knows what's going to fill that void. And when you get delighted about the things of God, God will find a way to give you the desires of your heart. Verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Whatever you're doing, just commit it to the Lord, give it to the Lord, and like some people say, you just let go and let God. You've done your best, and God will do the rest. Psalm 35, or verse 35. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree, yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he couldn't be found. Now look this one. We'll have this in a later section. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. A great goal in life is to just have peace, and we get it by trusting God. But the transgressors, verse 38, shall be destroyed. Together the end of the wicked shall be cut off, but the salvation, the deliverance of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. You are going to have times of trouble in your life, but God is your strength. You have unlimited strength, unlimited resources, unlimited power at your disposal, all from the true God. Psalm 44 and verse 4. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Though through thee will we push down our enemies, through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save thee. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. So instead of trusting in his bow, talking about his own physical abilities, he boasted about God's ability to take care of him. Isn't that great? Psalm 56. Do you get the idea? There's a lot in the Bible about trusting God. Sometimes people like to take one difficult verse in the Bible, twist it around, and come up with some absurd thing they want you to do based on one difficult verse. I've said for years the way to start your own denomination is very simple. Just pick a difficult verse that nobody understands and say anything you want about it. And because other people don't understand it, if you say it convincingly enough and with a wild enough story, they might believe you. What I prefer instead is what we just call biblical research, where we let the word speak for itself. And if there's a difficult verse, we try to find another verse in the Bible that explains it. And there are topics that people come up with. Like I say, they got one difficult verse. It's not very clear what it means. They come up with some wild story, and they got a whole new doctrine, a whole new approach to trusting God. But it's bogus, because it's based on their opinions, not on the scriptures. But then there are other topics where the scriptures are so freaking clear, you'd have to really have your eyes closed and, you know, be asleep at the switch and just want to cause troubles to not see it. And trusting God is one of those. There's more than two verses about trusting God. Like I told you, this class is really obvious. You know, this is one of those, we're reading the obvious parts of the Bible, which is good. There's plenty of difficult ones that take an awful lot of work to figure out, but there's plenty of them that are just crystal clear if you just read them. That's what we're doing today. Psalm 56, verse 11. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. I'm just not worried about it because my trust is in God. Psalm 62, verse 5. My soul, wait thou. Wait with expectation thou upon God, for my expectation is from him. Usually in the Bible when it says waiting upon God, it's a word that means to wait with expectation. It's not like you're waiting because somebody's late and you're standing out there getting rained on the curb wondering when they're going to get here. But it's a word to wait with expectation. I always think of a young person before a big holiday like Christmas or a birthday. Yeah, they have to wait till the holiday, but it's with expectation. Oh, maybe I'll get that new, used to be a bicycle, today it's probably a new video game system. Whatever the new thing is, I'm going to get it. And I'm excited. I'm waiting with expectation. So it says here, verse 5, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He's my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation, my deliverance, and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him only on even-numbered days of the week. No, trust in him when? At all times. Always trust. See, that's some things you can't, you don't know. I mean, you can't always do a certain project or be with a certain person or be in a certain place or expect this circumstance to work because so many things in life come and go. But what you can always do is trust God. That's always available. So trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid together in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them, but trust God. Psalm 112, verse 1. Psalm 112 and verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears or reverences the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. His seed, his offspring, shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. I love that verse. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. So you may be in a very dark place in your life, a place where you can't figure out what's going on, a place where things are confusing. You're being oppressed and buffeted, and life is tough. But unto the upright, those that believe God, there ariseth light in the darkness. There's another verse somewhere that says, in thy light shall we see light. That's where we find our light, is in God's light, God's wisdom, God's direction. So unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steadfast. It's just fixed. It's steadfast. It's trusting in the Lord. And that's what you got to do. You got to just focus on God, trust God, and not be moved off of that. And you can develop a habit pattern that when difficulties come your way, your first reaction is not to panic, not to get upset, not to worry, but to tell yourself, that's not good, but God will take care of me. I trust that he'll come through for me. And you can do that. You can get it to where your heart is fixed. Verse 8, his heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. Just a matter of getting our hearts set on trusting God. Okay, trust God. Oh, Psalm 115. I'm jumping ahead here. Trust trust God. Psalm 115 and verse 1. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes they have, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. Talking about how silly it is to worship a statue. O Israel, verse 9, trust thou in the Lord. And whenever you see the word Lord in all capital letters, that's talking about the Lord Jehovah. Sort of a long story. Some people pronounce it Yahweh, but it's the name that God gave to himself. And Moses said, who shall I say is here? Well, the answer turned out to be Jehovah. O house of Aaron, verse 10, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Verse 11, ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear or reverence the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The Lord, even the heavens, the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth forever and ever. Praise the Lord. So we don't trust these idols, we trust God. And then one more before our break, Psalm 118, verse 5. I called upon the Lord in distress, but he was busy. I got put on hold. I was talking to somebody the other day, spent 45 minutes trying to change one simple little online order, being on hold. Didn't work. Finally, just walked into the store and they took care of it in 2 minutes. But point is, people may put you on hold, but God won't. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord's on your side. What's to worry about? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. See, it's okay to work with people. It's okay to love people. We should. But our confidence ultimately is in God. You know, we all have people we have to work with, and we have to put a certain level of trust in them, or we never, you know, work with them on a project. But ultimately, our confidence is in God. Verse 9, it is better to put trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes, big shots. Everybody thinks, of course, I work in Washington, D.C., right near the White House, and everybody's there trying to get some big shot to change a law or change a regulation or give them money. And that's okay. That's called a democracy. It's the way the Constitution is. There's nothing wrong with that. But ultimately, you have to put your trust in the Lord. Because all the big shots in the world, and everybody has big shots around. Reminds me of that old show, Laverne and Shirley. They worked for the Schatz Beer Company. And the people that ran it were the big shots. Anyway. Take it easy there, Greg. It's okay. But it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. There are always big shots around, and sometimes they'll help you, sometimes they don't. But ultimately, it's God that takes care of us. Well, we're going to take a break now. It's 5 till 11. Come back at 11:10, about 15 minutes, and we'll continue with part 2. God bless you.